You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay right here because you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And remember, everybody's got a price, the Million Dollar Man.
This is Don West here, and I'm telling you, Knockouts and Three Counts is the podcast, baby. Make sure that's the one you check out, because buddy, like me, they're the real deal, baby.
This is Jake the Snake Roberts. Just let me know. You need to listen to Knockouts and Three Counts, or you'll see that damn snake again.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T, boy, the baddest champion you've ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. And as you know, we've got a very... Tony Thunder has made his first appearance in studio in quite a while.
This year.
So while we get here, first appearance of the new decade. Tony, why don't you throw out your social media first?
Tony Thunder.
And?
What's your Twitter handle?
What's your Instagram
Tony
handle?
Thunder, at Tony Thunder, usually everywhere. Just look for Tony Thunder, I guess. I'm not the drummer, though.
And what's your OnlyFans account?
I don't even know what that is. I've heard about it. I heard the jokes, but I don't know what that is.
Just ask Katie Forbes.
Okay, then.
Devin, throw out your social media real quick.
Randy's blushing, so this.
You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinTht63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSnakeNoSizzle. One word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News Group on Facebook. And I think that's it.
Well, without any further ado, we have the return of PCO. How you doing, the new Ring of Honor World Champion?
I'm feeling very, very fantastic. And I'm great. What about you guys?
Can't complain. I just wish Michigan could get its shit together with its weather. It was 55 yesterday, and I was freezing my balls off today. So, I mean, you know, that's always a good thing. But, I mean, you're from Canada, so you already know.
You know, we're getting 8 inches of snow this weekend, yeah, too. Yeah. So,
yeah, there's a lot of snow here anyway. So. For me, it doesn't change anything. But for you guys, I guess it's some tough time.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Our weather just is bipolar like some of my ex-girlfriends. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. So
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. It's 70 degrees and sunny down here in Texas.
You know what? Fuck you too. So a lot's happened since the last time we've had you on the show. You had a huge win at Final Battle. You got the Ring of Honor World Championship. If I'm not mistaken, is this your first world title?
Yes, it is.
So
that's the lifetime dream.
So tell me about that first. So what's that like for you, a guy who was around, you know, in the glory days with WWF? You've been pretty much everywhere, and now, you know, you've made your resurgence, and now you're at the top of the mountain with Ring of Honor. So first of all, tell us what that's like for you.
Well, first of all, it was incredible. I mean, it was like, in my mind, it was like my life flashes flashed in front of me, like had like different flashes of you know, let's say something that went well, something that went wrong, adversities, setbacks, failures, success, parents who helped me out, parents who thought I was like out of my mind, girlfriends who left me because of this business, and you know, my daughter, I was thinking about her because of, you know, like all kinds of things about your, you know, in my case, my journey all the way to the world title. That was the goal of my life. I mean, since I was like 14 years old, that's what I wanted, to become a world champion with a major company in pro wrestling and leave a mark and impact the wrestling world and impact, you know, as much people as I could by by being the best version that I could become, because I needed to develop myself as a person in order to accomplish the what's like one of the highest goals. You know, like any champion, any gold medalist, or any world champion from any walks of life, or get, you know, any like movie star who's like the main character in a movie, just achieving anything like that creates a lot of emotions, you know, when you finally get rewarded, when you feel that you feel rewarded towards yourself. Also, that's the feeling that you got. You're happy that you never quit. You're happy that you never gave up. You're happy that for every time that you said, you know, quitters never win and winners never quit. So, you know, all those things, they all pop to your mind. And then,
Tony,
okay, now we're there. Now, what's the next step? So, it's about, you know, it's about, okay, I digest that and I feel good about it, but I just cannot sit on that. That's not enough.
Right. So, what does that leave next for you?
Well, right now we're building something really big. I think it's the TCU Monster Mania. That's the an inclusive like term to bring the world title to the next level and bring ROH all together with all the talents that we've got, with the World Tag Team Champions, with the new title that's going to be on the Pure Wrestling World title. Or the Pure Wrestling title. I don't know the exact name yet, because that's the title that was already there in the past. They just brought it back for, I think, the next show or next shows. And it, you know, like Dragon Lee was a TV champion, and all the great talents that we got. He is a world champion. I really want to make people from every walk of life, because every wrestling fans they know about Ring of Honor wrestling, but like if I go sometimes through customs or whatever, you know, and talk to people that aren't wrestling fans, they might not know about Hall of Elite Wrestling or Ring of Honor, and my goal is to really pop the Ring of Honor territory in a way where everybody know about it, you know. And that's why I started to be on all those shows, because it's really about getting the name out there.
Well, that kind of leads me into a question I had for you. So, you know, there's been all this talk about Marty re-signing with Ring of Honor and, you know, the kind of flux that everybody kind of thought Ring of Honor was in. But it seems like with Supercard of Honor, which is going to be in Tampa WrestleMania weekend, it seems like you guys have got a lot of buzz with, you know, Switchblade from New Japan coming in, Will Ospreay, or not Will Ospreay. Is Will Ospreay on that card? I think he is.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's advertised yet. But I think I saw his poster advertised, right? Because every week, you know, we got different faces, different huge name coming into the show, and I think we have we created like a pretty good partnership, at least for the WrestleMania weekend with New Japan Pro Wrestling and all the stars that they've got, and I know that Marty had a big part. Played a big part in that, and then, like you said, you know, Marty's a huge part of the company as well. Like, and by the fact that he signed with us, she kind of showed the world that Ring of Honor and all that's something to show. And I, you know, I felt like I could leave too, and here I am, you know, the world champion. I'm still here. So there's a reason. There's reasons why we think like that, because we all think that we can really step it up to the next level. And you know, if you look at all the other rosters, I would say 50%+ of the talent is coming from Ring of Honor. They produced a great amount of talent, you know, in the past, and we have also the structure to grow and to grow big with St. Clair, you know, and the 217 TV stations with all the relationships, and now Ring of Honor is like very. Everybody wants a show in Canada, and I really think that we can sell out like a big venue like the Madison Square Garden or the Montreal Bell Center. I really think we could sell it out and make it like a big happening again, and then everybody would have a Ring of Honor on their lips again.
So, Devin, I know you've got plenty of questions for our guests since it's been a little minute since we've had him on. And then I got a question in the live feed for you as well. So, Devin, what do you got for our guest?
Well, first of all, and don't take this the wrong way, but from the time that we talked to you last time, I honestly would have never guessed that you would have been the Ring of Honor champion after that. So, for those people that doubted you in your comeback, what would you say to them?
Well, it's all good that they doubted me. I mean, that's how it was supposed to be. That's what makes the story so unique, and so it becomes a story that everybody wants to talk about, and it becomes like a movie, or it becomes like a book, or it becomes something special. If everybody would have called a shot before I did call the shot, then it wouldn't be anything special about it. It would just be like something that happened because it was supposed to happen, because everybody saw it happen. But the fact that, and that's, it's funny that you said that, because one of my friends, he's someone that I know, that a big radio show in Montreal. I was there live. I went there with my daughter last year. And just after I've done this thing here where I had this very popular TV host, and I put him through a table, and all the country was talking about it. And he called me up, and then he was doing a follow-up on this during a show that was a TV guest. And also, I went on his radio show, but he's got also a TV show. And then he called me during the afternoon, and he said, "I'm going to talk about you this afternoon on my show on TV, but about what you did last night." But to be honest with you, when you came with your daughter last year, I thought you were totally out of your mind when he said that you were going to become the world champion. I said, "I didn't believe in it." And you were probably the only one who believed in it. I take it as a compliment, you know. I think it's a compliment. And for me, it's very flattering, because when I'm focused on something, I don't let any people judge me. I'll let people judge me or say whatever they want or whatever they think. It doesn't change what I have in my mind, my focus, and my mindset, and all the energy that I put into what I want to accomplish. There's a reason for it. Because I'm paying the price for it too, you know. I'm not just talking about it. I'm actually making things happening.
So that's a perfect segue into the question that we got in the live feed from actually a fellow wrestler and past guest of the show, Chase Burnett. He said he wanted to know, what is your recovery regimen? He said, you know, you take some crazy bumps, and, you know, how are you feeling on a Monday after a week in of shows?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I mean, I don't have any injuries. My body's in great shape. The only thing that's very like tiring me, it's like, but it's not tiring me, but it's something that I'm so passionate about. I don't even mind about it, but it's the traveling every day, to going from another location to another location, shooting another vignette, going to see some. This week we went to see Joe LeDuc's brother, which was his tag partner for a while, and they were AWA tag team champions, I believe. Joe LeDuc and Paul LeDuc, and Paul LeDuc is 83. And me and Beth Shuley went to see him because he's really sick right now. We gave him a shirt. We gave him a PCO Once Romania certificate fan club. And, you know, we gave him, like, a bent a nail for him as a Lucky Charm gift. And, I mean, he was so happy. I mean, he's really endorsing you know, everything that we're doing. So we have done like a bunch of legends this week, you know, endorse the PCO Monster Mania, which is kind of cool too. So there's one that was on, that I put online tonight, where it's Deepak Mason, where it's Point was the manager of Abdullah the Butcher. So we did him. We did Paul LeDuc, Genesis Poisson, and Paul the Butcher Vachon. So there's a bunch of guys that we have to move and to go and see and tape, record, and do a lot of work, you know. So that's, but it's, in the meantime, it's what it's all about. You know, when you're a world champion, it's about what you can give and not only what you can receive from that. So it's about, trying to serve as much as I can, you know, a cause of pro wrestling, and make it look good, not like the movie The Wrestler, where everything about wrestling is so negative. I want people to have a good image of pro wrestling, that it can be a good fodder, that can have success, that you can... you know, you can have make a good living, being happy, being healthy, and all that. You know, it's not just about parents that aren't not responsible, or always drunk, always out of their mind, or having problems all the time. And I just want to show the good side of pro wrestling, not the negative side.
So with that being said, you were just talking about a bunch of the names that you've gotten to see recently. What for the guys that have known you maybe back since the 80s when you were with WWF or known you through most of your career, what's been the perception of, you know, some of your friends in the business that you've known for a long time with the big change in your character? And now, I mean, you're on top of the world over there at Ring of Honor as world champion. You know, for those that have known you for that long, you know, what's been the perception of the new character versus what they remember from back in the day?
Everybody's blown away. Like, nobody thought it was even possible. Everybody's saying, like, even the older guys, they never thought it was possible. They're blown away. They're asking tons of questions about the character. They really like the character. And really saying that character was, you know, PCO was going to wrestle in the 70s or in the 80s with that character, that would be like, it would be so crazy. So that's so far, that's the pulse I've got, you know, and I've got a huge endorsement from all those guys who really believe in the, what we're doing and the way we're, everything that we're creating with it, you know, with that character. You know, we haven't even, like, touched, like, 95% of the material. We have used 5% of our material so far of what we can go with it, you know, where we can go with the character. You know, it's a brand new character. It's something that we haven't done any mileage on yet, you know. It's still like something to discover. There's a lot of things to be discovered in that character.
Speaking of characters, what can you tell the people about Will Wallace?
About who?
Will Wallace.
Wallace is, I know that's what my name, the name that I used back in 1990 to 1991, I guess. That was through Brian Dixon. I don't know where he got that poster or that name from, but that was me. I mean, I was in a tag team called Double Trouble. And first, you know, it was my real name, Carl. And then since my name is very hard to pronounce, a little bit like Martel is not his real name, but nobody could say Richard Vigneault, and it was not very appealing. Like, well, that's not very appealing. So it was Wallace. It was Carl Wallace. And then my partner was Rick Crawford. And so we decided to make it like Brick and Wall, because he was a little bit shorter than me and stacker. He was like stacked, but a little shorter, like down on my kid a little bit. I was a taller version. And he was like a little bit like Chris Benoit or down on my kid. It was more like, you know, bigger, maybe more like maybe a little smaller than Animal, but that type of size. So Brick and Wall, you know, that was like the deal, you know, that's the tag team. So Double Trouble, Rick Crawford, New World Wallace. That all started as I had like 2 years like where I went in the Maritimes and went to Calgary, and then I went at 18 years old, was in Calgary. I went there for a long period of time, which too where they didn't use me that much. I came back in Montreal, I was pretty depressed, and then I went to the Maritimes on the total east coast of Canada. I got hired, but I got fired after a couple of months, and came back, and I went back to school, to college, and I played hockey for a couple of seasons, and they knew that I was coming from pro wrestling, and they knew I was pretty big on the ice, and everybody was calling me, hey, what? You're a wall on the ice. Rumors calling you wall. So going back into England after that, and wrestling full time, I just thought that I'm going to keep that name and just become Wall Wallace.
Gotcha. So
that's the story.
So to the more, Tony's pulling out the gems from the past. Let's talk about your present real quick. February 9th, Ring of Honor's got Free Enterprise.
That would be the future.
I mean, I'm talking about the present. It would technically be the
February
future.
February 9th is the future.
Technically, I guess, okay, we're talking about the future.
Let's talk about the future.
Let's talk about the future. So, Free Enterprise, yeah. February 9th, which is free to all Honor Club subscribers, or members, excuse me. I've got the link up on our page and all that. So, tell me what your thoughts are as you guys go into Free Enterprise, and with all these new companies that you guys are working with, whether it be with NWA, New Japan, or any other ones that we don't know about yet. What are your thoughts going into Free Enterprise, and are there any, first of all, what are you doing for Free Enterprise? But other than that, what are your thoughts on all these new partnerships, and are there any interesting matchups that you want to see come to fruition now that Ring of Honor's got some more partnerships?
Yeah, I don't want to go. You know, I don't want to be mixing up like creative with what I have in my mind, but I mean, a lot of people have been pushing the ideas of title versus title, they call it business PCO. I don't know if that would happen. I don't know what's at stake for both companies or how would they handle that, but I think that's something cool. But I think the partnerships are really cool, but it's always like, let's say if a company thinks it's ahead of another company, would they be willing to go in and go like really half and half partnership, or be like, okay, we got more, you know, TV stations, we got more of this, we got more memberships, so we got this, and we should have like the last words on whatever we do or whatever things we book. So I don't know politically how it's gonna work out at the end of the day, but on paper it looks fantastic as far as all the partnerships, you know. So
well, I've got two that I want to throw out to you, so I want to see what your thoughts are on these two in particular. One, we know that you did some stuff, you and Brody, at the Crockett Cup last year. We saw Nick Aldis show up on Ring of Honor TV. What are your thoughts on a champion versus champion match with him And what are your thoughts on a match with other past guests of our show, Shane Taylor?
Well, with Nick, that would be, I think, if we put like both titles on the line and we did that in Montreal at Bell Center, I think that should be really, really crazy. That should be something like really mind-blowing, you know, for both companies and maybe also for Ring of Honor. But that's just my perception. That's my vision, but that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. Shane Taylor has got his own group, I believe. It's like the Shane Taylor promotion. So, that'd be a cool match too, because he's strong, he's big, and he's had some success since I came in the Ring of Honor. I've seen him just being so successful, and wheels are spinning for him. So that'd be a cool matchup. But I think the money match would be Nick versus PCO. I think that'd be a big money match there. But who knows? Marty might become the NWA World Champion before it all. I'll be able to see that. So I don't know what are the alignments and where we. You know, I have I don't talk about bookings or about storylines with Marty or with the company that much. You know, I keep my focus on what I can control and keep on working hard every day. Try to get that over as much as I can with what I can do and what I can control. And just trust my path, you know, just trust the way that everything's going to happen. I just know for a fact that somewhere in the future, there's going to be the perfect opponent for PCO and the perfect location and the perfect feud and the perfect opponent that's going to draw crazy money, crazy buy rates on pay-per-view and, crazy gate itself and draw a lot of attention. Like last year, when I told you that I wanted to become a world champion, I could have never told you it was going to happen, that final battle against Rouge, and that would be the Hearth would be part there, and then that Destro was going to be part of it, you know. I know when something's going to happen. I got a strong feeling about it, a strong, I can almost see it, but I know the end result, but I don't know how I'm going to get there, and I don't know what's going to get me there. I'm just trusting my instinct, you know, when things will start to get together, I will know that's the, like I knew when the match with Walter was coming, I knew that match was going to turn my tide around. I had that strong feeling, but I didn't know on my way to Indiana that I was going to meet with Joey Janela and that I was going to be invited by him to wrestle Walter. But once everything that was starting to get on, you know, things were starting to get all together, the pieces of the puzzle were falling into place, and I knew at the end it would be a big push, something big that's going to happen. And I just have that same feeling right now that I just don't know when and how it's going to happen and who's going to be. It's got to happen organically. You know? It's not something that I can tell you right away. It's
for sure.
This guy, I mean, this guy I'm going to do.
So my question...
It's got to happen organically.
My question for you is, you mentioned at the top of the show, you were talking about as champion, you want to be the one to help put Ring of Honor back on the map. You want people to get more eyes on Ring of Honor. And you also talked about how you were, you know, around our area doing some interview stuff, type stuff like that. You know, could you see yourself being one of those champions that we could see, you know, traveling all over the place? Is there any chance that we see you anywhere back in the Detroit area anytime soon, whether it be for Ring of Honor or now that you're champion. Do we see you on any of the other shows? You know, there's a spot around here called BCWA that I know that a little while back you might have been coming to at one point. You know, do you see yourself traveling around to help kind of spread the name for Ring of Honor now that you got the belt?
Well, there's two ways to look at it. There's there's the one way that we can look at it. It's like, if we go everywhere, yeah, maybe everywhere, like, they're going to know about the Ring of Honor world champion. But in the other way, it's like, we're really like a major company, you know, with major contracts. And I take my contract, and I'm not all about the money. I'm not a money guy. Like, for sure. I mean, I've wrestled before. I've done the indie. It's not just about the money. For me, it's like, yeah, I've got a goal. If, you know, a main event, the largest pay-per-view of all time, of course, I want the payoff that's going to come with what I've accomplished. But if you want to give me money just to stay home and not doing anything, well, that money is not very interesting for me, because for me, it's just to be, you know, it's about achieving things, achieving goals, realizing myself. The money comes with it. But to be fair with Ring of Honor, it's like if you're working for a certain amount of money for your company and you want to do some freelance for other companies, but you go for other company for far less money than you are making with the company that sure. provides you a living, a great living, then that's where it's hard to know how do we handle this, you know? How do we handle the difference? You know, if I was the Ring of Honor, Sinclair Broadcasting, and I pay a guy such amount of money per match or per week or per month, and he goes for another company for, you know, a few $100, well, you know, how would they look at that?
Yeah, it's conflict of interest.
Is it? That's like, for me, if we want to be on the larger level with, like, let's say it's WWE, well, they don't let any of their guys working for other shows.
Gotcha.
So, I think, to answer your question properly, it'd be nice if, let's say, Ring of Honor organized, and that's what we've been doing that lately. We need to maybe have more shows, cover more territories, and to maybe like use a lot of talent. Let's say Detroit, you know, the wrestling company over there where I've been before, we could use some of their top guys there and then work with them a little bit. And that's how I see maybe that we could, like, kind of partnership a little bit with every company here and there if they want a partnership with Ring of Honor a little bit, or their talent, at least, and they give them a chance to be seen by a larger company and maybe to get drafted, you know, to get picked up. So we've been doing that, you know, over in England. We've done that over the last few shows. We had Alex Fane came in. You know, we had Speedball Bailey came in, you know, great names like that. And then, you know, they might pick up a full contract with ROH. You know, I think that's a good way to do business. And I think it keeps the company on the higher status. You know, it looks like, okay, this is the big time. And we're going to try some great talents that are working, you know, in different territories and give them a chance to be seen and to have a chance to get that picked up. That's so, how I'm looking at it.
I hear you. So, Devin, you've been quiet over there, man. I know you got plenty, man, because we were talking about this before the interview. What else you got for PCO?
Well, I'm not sure if this is breaking news, but I was watching NWA, and they kind of announced that there's going to be a match at Free Enterprise with Villain Enterprises, PCO, and Marty Scurll versus Nick Aldis and Roosh. So, any thoughts on that?
Well, there's already like a little storyline going on between between Nick and Marty, where, you know, Marty had a chance for the NWA title at Crockett Cup, you know, last year, and Nick is back, so, and I was very involved, and Rouge and I like quite a hot feud going, I think. Like, it's not super hot, but like you know, I feel like the intensity is going up a lot with the new faction, you know, the Spanish faction with Kenny King and Dragon Lee and Rouge. They're really more aggressive. They're more like, seems more audible frustration, you know, going through their movements and the way that they're working, and intensity and everything. So it's going to be interesting how everything's going to turn out, and how the matchup PCO and Nick Aldis matchup, PCO Rouge matchup, Marty Scale and Nick and then Marty Scale and Rouge, and see how everything's going to turn out. You know, it's going to be very interesting. That's a very interesting match.
Well, you just led into something else. And before I ask you my next question, you know, it's clear that Nick Aldis has invaded your house. And if you're looking to get your own house, Stransky & Company is the way to go. Stransky & Company is a top producing real estate company. You can find them on Twitter and Instagram at Stransky & Company. They're, you can find them at adminstranskyandcompany.com to email them. Stransky & Company on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We share their stuff for them all the time. If you guys are looking to get a home, you're anywhere in the Michigan area or not in the Michigan area, we're talking about Canada. Canada is close. You can check out Stransky & Company as well. Make sure you check out KO3CPod.com. You've got all the links for all their social medias. And if not, check out Matt Stransky. With that being said, my next question is for Tony Thunder. I know you've got something to ask because this guy's got his face mask on, man. I don't know if you just came back from China or what here. What kind of question do you got for our guest?
First of all, that Lysol gets rid of the coronavirus is what it says. It does. Don't you laugh at the truth. They were ready for it. Lysol was ready for it before it became even.
He said Lysol was already ahead of the game.
Look, read it.
What do you got for our guest?
What's up, Randall?
Man? Coronavirus was discovered in the 50s.
Durandy is
the cause of the common cold.
Thank you.
This is a new strain that we are not prepared for. Oh. It's not what Lysol is good against. It might be, but it's not designed for the current version.
So you're saying Lysol lying?
No.
You lying on Lysol?
We went from wrestling to the coronavirus. We cover everything on Knockouts and Three Counts. Hey,
that's the truth. Ain't that the truth?
And he cut his mic off. With that being said, we were talking about Free Enterprise. So tell us a little bit about Free Enterprise and what you've got on tap for Free Enterprise.
Well, what I've got on tap, I mean, just to perform and to give the best show that I can give, and to be explosive and to be really relentless and to really, you know, make everybody go wow and surprise a lot of people with different stuff. But I think it's cool, Free Enterprise. You know, it's the first time I've seen that and my entire life. You know, like something where you know, we're kind of giving back to our fans that have been like investing into the company. You know, coming to so many shows and putting a lot of money into it, and we give them their money worth and every shows, but we also want to do the extra miles as a company where we want to show them our appreciation for everything that they've done, and also give the chance to for other maybe fans that other promotions that might not know the product, that give them the chance to come and check it out and maybe get hooked on it. You know, so it's I think it's very very innovative, it's very new, and really looking forward to it and see how everything's gonna take place and how everything's gonna turn out. And,
absolutely,
it's very exciting.
All right, let me ask you this: Who do you think will win a fight between the coronavirus and Ebola?
Oh my God.
Coronavirus and what's the other one?
Ebola.
Ebola. So like if the coronavirus was a person and Ebola was a person, who would win that fight?
Probably,
what the fuck?
Coronavirus?
Coronavirus would probably beat Ebola's ass. I was thinking the same thing.
I have nothing for that. I was not expecting that at all.
Who you got in a fight? The coronavirus or Ebola?
I mean, from the way things are looking, I work at the post office, so full disclosure, I've seen about probably a million masks get shipped to China. And first of all, shout out to everybody in China. We hope they can figure this out. But from the sounds of things, coronavirus looks like a bad sumbitch.
So did swine flu.
I'm going to go with coronavirus. But back to the matter at hand. You mentioned Roosh. You mentioned his new faction with Kenny King and all that stuff. So how much do you think in your match with Roosh, you know, you mentioned you guys brought out the hearse, which first of all was fucking badass, but how much do you think, if any, do you think that the hearse or just how balls out you go in the matches, do you think that that threw Roosh off at all and helped you get the victory at Final Battle?
Yeah, I think a lot of things threw Roosh off of his balance, you know, just the fact that the distro was there and you know that, you know, we had a little like, I'm so happy that distro's got like, he's a guy who's like strongest hands in the world, because I don't know how it did happen, but we made sure that nobody was touching our car and we couldn't, you know, really open up that hood very wide, and we could really get a good shot of the battery and the cables and everything. And I don't know how it happened, but somehow someone sat on the hood or something, and that hood wouldn't want to open up, and we just had to, you know, send like, you know, just he went so quick to he ripped that guard in front of the car like it was nothing. Totally ripped the front of the car off, grabbed the cables, and just, you know, gave me all that power and that current, you know, went through my body, and I was electrified, and then it was like some crazy bumps there where I could also almost kill myself, because
that
those knives, you know, those railings were laid on the ground by Roosh. And when he threw me off the stage, you know, which was about 8 feet up in the air, on into the cement floor on those railings, those like 12-inch like legs that when you put them on the right side, that where the ramp goes up, and that's what keeps the ramp staying up. So these are like knives, and they were all over the place. So when he threw me on those railings, I could land on any of those knives. And when he threw me off the hood of the car with his both hands under my arm and gave me that suplex that he does, and I slid on the hood of the car, and I probably landed like 2 inches off one of those knives. So that was really, really like crazy.
Speaking of that match and how much you went through in that match, I mean, you know, you're able to keep up with a lot of the guys these days. What do you think? Well, my better question would be, what is it that keeps you going outside of electrical charges, outside of electricity and your charge that keeps you going? What is your regimen as far as staying in shape and you know, I mean, keeping up with these guys?
Well, working out every day with Destro. Very intense. I always like do like 2 workouts a day. Like I do one early in the morning, you know, and I do another one around like 3 or 4 PM with Destro, where we, you know, we do a lot of stuff like that are very similar to what we do in the ring. And, that really helps me out. Also, if I went with this, when we went with the electricity, the car battery, the resurrection, and then we went to the Frankenstein thing. The one thing that I was very happy about was the fact that I could say that I was not human, you know, because for me, not being human, it's all about tolerance to pain, which I've been blessed to have since I was like a kid. You know, I was always a daredevil. I was always a guy who was going to try something pretty nuts. And I was always like, if I got hit, you know, any sports or anything or any injuries, like, it's just like, don't worry, just keep going. Just don't worry, keep going. And so I'd say, you know, when you go to a doctor, sometimes they ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your, what's the scale? And like sometimes there's some people on that 8 out of 10. So they give them like pills, you know, if you're at 2, they say, okay, he's all right. Give him an Advil or a Tylenol, you know? Right. But if for someone your tolerance to pain, if what you just say you're at 10 or you're at 9, I might be at 0 or at 1, you know? So it's the other way around for me, where you would feel a lot of pain, I feel just a little pain. So that's something that I've been carrying, you know, with me all my life. You know, I'm not a complainer. I never like, I almost cut my old foot, you know, last year I pushed through it. We did a vignette, me and Destro, where I pushed through a car, the hearse windshield. And when I pushed so hard that my both feet went through the windshield and my left ankle got cut with 20 stitches all around my foot, you know?
Ouch.
So I had like 20 stitches, and that was 13 days before a show that we was wrestling at Mark Briscoe in Florida. And my doctor says, you're out for at least 3 months. I said, 3 months? I'm wrestling in 13 days. I said, you won't be able to walk. I told them, I said, I'm not going to need your crutches. You can just leave it there in the corner of the room. I'm going to walk as soon as you're done with the stitches, I'm going to walk to my car and I'm going to go home. And in 13 days, I'll be rushing. And he says, it's impossible. And I never missed a show.
Wow.
So I remember after that match, my ankle was bleeding like crazy. I've worked the next night, and I had like a few days off in between the next tour after that. I carried through the whole year, and so now it's pretty back to 100%.
You know? So dude's a badass is what he's trying to tell us.
He's not human.
And you remember when I dove into concrete?
I do.
Yes, I do. Georgia. I definitely do.
17 stitches on my eye.
Fuck.
I finished my match. I don't have any more eyebrows on top of that eye. You know, it's just a scar. But my eyebrow is my scalp.
What I was going to say is you brought up a perfect question to something that I wanted to ask you. So as you saw, you know, we shared out last night's Monday night with PCO and Destro. You were talking about some of the things you guys have done in those videos. Can you give us a little bit of insight into how you guys put those videos together or where the concept for each one goes? Because they're each a different thing. But, I mean, those have been catching wildfire. So how do you guys come up with that stuff?
We're just, once we get done with our workouts, you know, like when I'm done on the road, like you said yesterday, I went to Cleveland Bleed. I've done my interview will be shown next week on his YouTube channel, which has got 223,000 subscribers, over 80 million views so far. So it's a great YouTube channel. So when I'm traveling like that, you know, when I get up at 2 a.m, you know, I fly to Cincinnati and I do that and I just come back home and then I had to work out, you know, this morning and this afternoon. But, you know, we took after we got done with the workout, we always get a coffee. We sit down with a piece of papers and we come up with ideas for new videos every Monday. And you know, there's a wide range of things that we can do, and we started with an idea and adding something, And that's why I would never see myself as a booker for a wrestling company, because I think just thinking about your own character, you know, it's a daily work. You know, every day you have to think about something. Oh, okay, how can we do this better? How can we upgrade that? How can we increase this? How we can do this better? How can I have a different comeback? How can I make my comeback different from what I've been doing? How can I have a better entrance? How can I have a better this and that? And just all those questions. So imagine thinking about 50 or 40 guys for themselves or for storylines and things like that. Just thinking about my own storylines and my own character, it's a full-time job. You know, it's like weeks are going like so quick and the days are going so quick, because it's all about this business, getting up in the morning, working out.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, we just
being in touch with Pro Wrestling Tees, getting some new shirts. So starting the PCO Monster Mania. Okay, getting that going. Meeting the legends, shooting some videos, shooting the Monday Night PCO Industrial, getting a location, getting a cameraman, getting a crew, getting location. Something is one of the hardest things. You know,
you need
a place with animals. You need a place with animals without heads. You need a place with a cliff, you know, with water at the bottom. You need like a very big mountain. You need a mountain with snow. You need a gym in a park outside. You need a gym where you can set something on fire. It's not easy to find all those things.
So in other words, we just got our 2-minute warning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask two more questions, and maybe we can get a roundtable, you know, discussion on this in each minute. So my first question is, would you rather eat dog food or would you rather eat a live goldfish?
What the fuck?
A live goldfish for sure.
A live goldfish. Kyle, what do you say?
I'm going with the fucking goldfish.
Devin, what you going with?
Devin,
I'm rolling with PCO. I'm going to goldfish.
I think we're all unanimous on the goldfish. What's the second?
All right, the second one is, would you rather run with bulls or would you rather swim with sharks?
I'll run with bulls.
Yeah, I run with bulls because I'm used to a roosh. He's a white bull, right?
Well played, man. Fuck with the bull. You might get the horns.
Toro Blanco.
Oh, yeah. Devin, who you got? You got
to get used to it.
I'm going to swim with the sharks, man.
Really?
I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I can't swim that good, but I don't know about that.
Fuck that. With the water, dude, I'll just take the bull.
With the bulls, if you stand still, they might think you a tree.
With the sharks, you just don't move and just don't be nervous. Don't show yep. that you're nervous. It's like a lion or a tiger.
So if you're not human, you can just thumb them in the eye.
You show no fear.
Since you're not human, that's not a hard thing for you to do. But, brother, man, we appreciate you coming back on the show February 9th. Free Enterprise, Ring of Honor. The link is all on all of our social medias. If you're an Honor Club member, it's free to stream. Like I said, man, they're putting out some fire over there at Ring of Honor, and what they're putting together with Ring of Honor, New Japan, NWA. There's a lot of good stuff to be in. Hot damn, is it a good time to be a wrestling fan. So before we get out of here, throw out your social media, PCO. Let them know where they can find you. And just as we talked about on the phone as well, where's the bell at, Tony? Devin and I will be in Tampa, so we definitely need to meet up with you in Tampa.
They always there.
All right. That's pretty easy for me. All my social medias are under the same name. PCO is not human.
He's not.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and my YouTube channel is Pierre Carlo PCO. Just subscribe or add me or... just like whatever. And also what I want to ask you guys is to send me an address with the sizes of your shirt. I'll send you a nice PCO Monster Mania t-shirt and nice. And I'll send you that tomorrow. And that's it. I'm very happy that I was on the show again, and I want to say thank you to all of you guys.
Thank you.
Very interesting.
It was our pleasure.
Entertaining and a lot of fun.
Thank you. We appreciate your time, man. We're totally meeting up with you in Tampa, man. We got to make this happen. We were trying to make it happen when you guys were in Dearborn. Devin, I think you'd concur. I think we got to make it happen for us to link up with PCO in Tampa.
Oh, most definitely. Appreciate the t-shirt, man. I'll take a 3X, sir.
3X? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll take a large.
I'll text you all the sizes and dates and all that stuff.
Yeah, text me all the sizes. Yes, no problem.
But thanks again for your time, man. We appreciate you. And like he said, man, go follow this guy because you never know what the hell you're going to get on his social media, and you might end up kind of surprised. So make sure you check out Free Enterprise this weekend, and thank you again for your time, brother, man.
All right. No problem.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
Our intro music tonight was More, More, More by Punch Deck.